The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 14 new COVID-19 cases since yesterday. Included in the new cases reported on October 5 are 12 unvaccinated individuals, and 2 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Barrie, 6. Two people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to travel, 1 is outbreak related, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, 1 is linked to close contact transmission, and 2 are under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact and 1 is still under investigation. Bradford, 2, 2 youth under 18 years old, and both are linked to close contact transmission. Orillia, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. Oro-Medonte, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. There are currently 125 active cases in the region. 6 people from Simcoe County, and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,578 cases of COVID-19 with 13,192 of those cases recovered and 261 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 79.8% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 85.3% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 25% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 70.1% is fully vaccinated. There are 4 school outbreaks in the region, with 1 new outbreak reported today. St. Marie of the Incarnation Catholic School in Bradford is in outbreak with 2 active cases. An outbreak at St. Anne's Catholic School in Penetanguishene was declared on October 1 with 4 cases reported by the health unit. The health unit has declared an outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie as of September 28. There are 2 cases linked to the school. At least 1 classroom is closed, but the school remains open. There is an active outbreak at Monsignor Clare Public School in Barrie. There are 3 confirmed cases linked to the school, and the outbreak was declared on September 22. 2 classrooms are closed, but the school remains open. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 5. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adge Tosarantio 220,218 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 63.6% Barrie 4,481 4, 309, 124, 2 October 4th 2,921 79.8% Bradford WG 2,222 2,161 38.1 October 4th 5,090 77.2% Clearview 144, 139, 5 September 16th 958 73% Collingwood 271, 264, 3 October 4th 1099 88.4% ESA 550,543 4 the 2nd of September 28 2278 82.1% Innisfil 1328 1298 the 19th of October 4 3221 73.3% Midland 218,212 the 6th of September 26 1191 83.4% New Tacoma Tecumseh 1637-1605 the 18th of October 3-3866-76.4% Aurelia 356-347 8 October 4th 1053-86.6% Oro Medant 247-240 5 October 4th 1059-91% Penetanguishene 211199 the 8th of September 32189-86.3% Remara 125124 the 1st of September 251196-66.9% Severn 9188 3 September 3rd 607-62.1% Springwater 312-308 2 October 2nd 1456-87% Tay 132127 the 3rd of September 24-1177-86.2% Tiny 144141 the 2nd of September 31073-74% Wasaga Beach 307-305 1 October 3rd 1299-81.4% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.